In this liturgical year, we've been reading our Sunday Gospels from Mark. Since Mark's Gospel is so short, the church inserts, beginning today, 5 Sundays where the Gospel readings are all taken from chapter 6 of John's Gospel. This is the chapter where Jesus identifies himself as the bread of life. So this set of 5 Sundays gives us an opportunity to reflect on Jesus' real presence as Eucharist and what that means for us. In today's Gospel, the first of the 5 Sundays, a large crowd has been following Jesus because of the miracles he's been working. And they are hungry. And through the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish, they were fed in abundance with leftovers. While Jesus' miracle in today's Gospel satisfied the crowd's physical hunger, it also sets the stage for his bread of life discourse that we'll begin to hear in next Sunday's Gospel. Today's Gospel and all of chapter 6 is important for us. It's part of our story. We get hungry too. We need food as well. And if we go long enough without it, our bodies let us know. We also need spiritual food. And if we go without that food, we don't feel right, like we're missing something. Jesus wants to feed us that spiritual food through the Eucharist and the Word and other opportunities for relationships with God and with each other. Jesus certainly offers us that spiritual food we need, and he offers it to us in abundance, just as he did the food in today's Gospel. After feeding the crowd with food that doesn't last, they're told, things begin to change for the people in today's Gospel. Jesus will tell them that he's the bread of life, that this bread is his flesh and his blood, true food and true drink, that it's food that will last, and that he'll remain in those who eat his flesh and drink his blood. The crowds following Jesus begin to admit, this is hard to accept, eating his flesh and drinking his blood. And many leave him. Jesus asks his disciples if they will as well. Peter responds in the Gospel for the 5th Sunday of this set of 5 Sundays with words that are so important for us to consider in our journeys. Peter responds, Master, to whom shall we go? We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. This set of 5 Sunday Gospels from John's 6th chapter, beginning with today's, gives us an opportunity to examine where we are in that journey to where we're able to say, Master, I've come to believe, and I'm convinced. We're all at different places and have different paths and time frames to get to that place in our lives. And at times, our faith journeys can appear uncertain at best. It is an ongoing process, coming to believe and being convinced. And that process, that journey of faith, can take some time with some stops and starts along the way. It was that way for those following Jesus in today's Gospel. That excited crowd in today's Gospel says, this is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world. And later in chapter 6, Peter emphatically announces, you are the Holy One of God. However, not long after that, he'll insist, I don't know the man. And soon after that, Peter with frustration tells Jesus, Lord, you know that I love you. See, it was a process, a journey. For Peter and the disciples, And it is for us as well, coming to believe and being convinced, and then reflecting our conviction by how we choose to live our lives. Part of the journey we take is coming to believe and being convinced about the bread of life, the Eucharist. When the priest says the words of consecration at Mass, the bread and wine become the real body and real blood of Jesus. They do. At communion, the priest holds up what appears to be a host and says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Jesus." It is. As we approach to receive the Eucharist, the communion minister will say, "The body of Christ, the blood of Christ." It is. There have been Eucharistic miracles where consecrated hosts and wine actually turn into flesh and blood. One of these miracles happened in the town of Lanciano, Italy, in the 8th century. One of the priests had doubts about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and one day at Mass, while he was saying the words of consecration, he saw the bread and wine transform into flesh and blood. Today, some 1,200 years later, that flesh and that blood is still there at that church in Lanciano. A physician friend of mine was able a few years ago to view a sample of that Eucharistic miracle under a microscope. And he told me, "Those are real blood cells. And it's fresh blood, as though the sample had just been taken, even though it's 1,200 years old. The flesh in that Eucharistic miracle is still soft and not decomposed in any way after 1,200 years. That Eucharistic miracle, where bread and wine is transformed into the body and blood of Christ with the words of consecration, occurs at each Mass, including here today. As we receive the Eucharist, we acknowledge that it is the body and blood of Christ. We say, "Amen." We take the Eucharist to become what we receive, and then bring it through our words and actions to others. Have we come to believe in, and are we convinced of that reality? This 6th chapter of John's Gospel that we'll be reading for the next few weeks is a wonderful reminder of the gift we've been given in the Eucharist. And it would be time well spent this week to read chapter 6 in its entirety, to see what's in store for us in the next 4 Sundays. Chapter 6 is a reminder of the journey that each of us are on to get to a full recognition and appreciation for what the Eucharist, the bread of life, means for us. In these next 4 weeks of chapter 6 of John's Gospel, may we pay attention, absorbing what we see and hear and feel, and accepting and appreciating the gift of that real presence in our lives.